We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic just screen Murray to try to break the tie.
No time out by the Lakers. They got to go.
James, a bump, a feed, a punch shot. No! Zero's on the clock. The Nuggets advance.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller and company on the call last night on TNT. Meet the new game. Same as the old game, as the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Lakers again. Basically the same game that we've seen, I don't know, 1,000 times. Lakers season over. Denver advances to the second round. We'll get into the Nuggets and the Lakers. We'll spin it forward to the Nuggets and the T-Wolves in the second round. We'll talk NBA 20 minutes from now to start hour two with our good friend Matt Moore from the Action Network. Ken and I will roll through the AFC and the playoff teams that we see making it right now out of the conference. We'll do that next hour as well. We'll get to the NHL from last night. We'll give you all our bets for tonight. And Ken, you might be happy to hear that we have a second consecutive edition of NHL Trivia with Ken Barkley slated for a little later in the
Canucks
show.
Again? Or we're going domestic on this one?
No, this will be this is Dallas Stars related off of something that happened in last night's game. Oh, okay. Yeah. It'll be multiple
Mike Madonna.
Choice.
Right, yeah.
Well, Mike, well, it may or may not surprise you to hear that Mike Madonna was one of the choices that I will give.
I can't believe it. I'm stunned. I'm stunned by that.
he might be the answer. We don't know. So that's coming up later in the show. So let's talk about the game last night. We'll do Nuggets-Wolves, Denver -225, Wolves +180 at BetMGM. We could do a little Lakers postmortem, like non-Bronny James related, which we did in the opening segment. But let's just start with this. What a freaking game. What a great sporting event that was last night, where sometimes, and I'm sure you feel the same way, we're on the East Coast, right? Hashtag East Coast problems, where you'll stay up for the late game and you're like, oh God, like, why did I do this? This was not one of those. It's one of those where the game ends and I'm so jazzed that I don't fall asleep for like a solid hour plus after the game ends because I'm still buzzing over what an awesome sporting event it was.
Yeah, for me, it was like I fell asleep really fast just because I was so relieved that the Nuggets won. It was like a tremendous weight lifted because I just was going to get really bad if like Murray and Caldwell Pope and all these guys, they had to go to L.A. and play another game. And the Lakers had more momentum and even more rest advantage for Minnesota in the next. Just it was going to get a little dangerous. And Murray hits like his second game winning shot of the same series in 5 games, which is ridiculous. And on a night where Murray was like prior to that shot, like not like ethereal, but like really good, like Murray, that's like still a really good Murray game. Porter had, that's one of the best games in terms of like type of game that it was too, like big time playoff game. That might be the best game he's ever played. I'm sure I'm forgetting like a finals game or something last year. And Jokic with like a weird, like fine, but like the entire fourth quarter, I'm just like, I kind of feel like he just doesn't even think he has it. And he's like kind of just, you know, trying to figure things out. It's like not a dominant game from him. And they just escape. I mean, they totally escape. And Davis gets hurt. And LeBron's, like, doing everything. And Austin Reeves, like, kind of catches fire. And you're like, is this about to be a thing? It had, like, 50 twists and turns in the final, you know, 30 to 45 minutes of real time, which was awesome. And you're right. Like, sometimes the late game can be a bummer. Sometimes you stay up for the late game and you're like, I'm going to commit to watch the end of it. And it disappoints you. And, yeah, none of that here. Really just... I think I saw a friend of mine sent me this. Maybe it was like, I wish these teams could just play all the time because our ratio of like number of games to number of great games is so awesome. Like you just never get this in. It's not even a rivalry. The Nuggets win too much for it to be a rivalry. It's just when these teams play, you just know when you tune into the game, the likelihood you see something awesome is really high. And we saw that again last night.
All right. So Jamal Murray, like sets up to take the shot, ball leaves his hand.
100%.
Freeze that moment in time. What's the betting market for you? Like you set the market.
It's sort of like how I'm playing the Nuggets to win the title this year. Like they can lose, but I wouldn't bet on it. You know, like it's like, yeah, Murray could miss, but I wouldn't bet on it. And it's again, this unique pairing, like one of the best 10 players in NBA history is the A guy. And the B guy is the guy who improves the most from the regular season to the postseason ever. It's like what a remarkable combination, like what a historically remarkable combination of players to have those two. And then Porter becomes the afterthought. I mean, he's the best player in the game for them for most of the game, honestly, because Murray got off to a really good start. And then it was just this odd series of possessions where it's like, we're just going to force feed Murray like every single time. It's like, is Jokic going to do stuff more than what he's doing right now? And his numbers are fine. And like the advanced metrics and like his true shooting's amazing in the series. So it's like he wasn't bad. My expectation for Jokic is just like transcendent. So when he's not transcendent, I'm like, yeah, he's brutal. No, he's never gonna win.
Let me ask you a question.
LeBron better.
Are the Nuggets? Right. Are the Nuggets better without him?
Right. So this is like what we're not talking about on the show. Shout out like 2022. That's not coming up in the show. Yeah. So I just remember watching it being like, man, he just looks a little off. Talking about Jokic, and he doesn't look like how I always expect him to look in the game that matters the most. And he still made some big plays down the stretch, but. It was just, what a wonderful viewing experience. I feel like I'm just kind of gushing over the game. We can move on to betting and other stuff. But just really, And they won. And I was, you have some thoughts go through your head especially when the Lakers are winning early again. here we go again. It's Groundhog Day again. And they're just, they're up 8. They're up 7. And I know, somebody for the Nuggets hit that 3 going into half and it was 3, but then the Lakers come right out in the third quarter and it's like 8 again. And you're just kind of sitting there. I mean, if you're me at least, and you're just like, man, like I have Denver and I have no one else and I still think it's Denver, but like, you start to get a little later in a series, you just go, is this going to be like one of those things that I have to either sweat or where I'm really in danger? And a lot of thoughts go through your head in that third quarter. You're not buying out. You're not betting other teams, especially with Porzingis getting hurt earlier in the day. But you're just, you think about stuff. You got it's a long game. You got a lot of time to think about what you want to do. And just to have that kind of resolution, it's just like, oh, like, thank God. Like, oh yes, I don't have to worry again for, 5 more days. And then we get game one against the Timberwolves on Saturday.
And we'll do that coming up in a second, but you spent a lot of time gushing over the game. I think deservedly so. I'm going to do it a little bit more here. I know people banged on Reggie Miller for his call at the end of the play-in game, like, should they miss the shot to go up 4 at the end? Right. I think Reggie's really good, and I got goosebumps at the end. So LeBron goes to the line for the 2 free throws, and it's just like, is he gonna make these free throws or not? And he does make both of them. And
because we've seen this all the time with him. Misses big free throws all the time. Because the most famous game of his career, the game 7 against the Warriors, we remember the make. what if he missed that? Like, what if he missed that free throw after Draymond, tried to, decapitate him on the play? Like, I feel like LeBron at the foul line, almost his entire career, it's always been like, well, like, he's LeBron, but I don't know if these are going to go
I
in.
Thought so, he was going to miss thought. One. Yeah, I thought he'd miss one. So he makes both. And the Lakers, look, I'm not a basketball coach, obviously. How do you not have a timeout for the end of these games where every single possession for the Lakers, like, did Anthony Davis touch the ball, like, ever for the Lakers at the end of this game? LeBron barely touched the ball. It can't be, and I know Austin Reeves was actually really good. It can't be that in the closing moments of this game, when your season on the line, that it's all Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and like Rui Hachimura. Like, it can't be this, and they can't call any timeouts because they don't have any. So LeBron makes the 2 free throws.
What would he say in the timeout? The players coach the team apparently anyway. What would even be the point of the timeout? They come out of it and do the same stuff.
I don't know. Maybe LeBron would say, like, hey, idiots. Hey, Rui. Give me the ball
on the court.
Or we're sending you to Siberia, man. Like, get the hell out of here. So LeBron makes the free throws, and Reggie, does the same thing that he did in game 2. It's overtime or this. And Murray gets the ball, and there's just never any question that Denver's going to, just with how much time is going to be left. So Murray makes the shot, and my first thought is like, they're not going to get a shot off. They have no time here, and they were completely disorganized. I thought, and this is where, like, this doesn't matter really, and like we will talk about things that actually matter. I guess it matters if like you like sports and you like basketball. I thought Davis's decision to inbound it to LeBron, like where he did, was so brain dead. And again, like if you have a timeout and you can advance the ball, you could get like an awesome shot. You get like a really nice shot off. Instead, like here's LeBron 300 feet away from the basket. It was like I'm not thinking. Yeah. Right? And Jokic just like, okay, I'm really large. I'm just going to stand here and LeBron will run into me. And then I don't know what is the worst case scenario for you with season on the line? And where Torian Prince half court shot rank on the power rankings?
I mean, like, you know, like Spencer Dinwiddie full court shot. Probably trails it. You know, that's probably further down the list, something
but
like that.
But Dinwiddie's made I know what you're saying. Dinwiddie at least has like made some like big shots in his career. Like, what the hell's Torian Prince ever done?
Man. I mean, he's on the court though. Man, he was on the court and I was like, well, these are about to be some minus minutes. God, the way this guy's played. I mean, it was really, and it was so tough. It's you. One thing that I'll be really, we don't have to like totally get into the next round. I understand we're like toward the end of a segment, but it will be really interesting. Davis played at such a high level. And we figured that, like, you knew that if you saw the numbers, but I think there's still a part of it where it's like, you'd almost don't appreciate it. And he gets hurt. And I mean, like, the layup line that took place at the rim for even, like, the 7 or 8 possessions that he was out of the game, you just go like, oh, right. Like, Denver's actually awesome. And Davis's absence means this is, like, a runaway. And you know, just, like, that constant runaway. Because it'll be really interesting when we talk about Minnesota. Like, how much credit do you give Denver for this? And how much credit do you give Minnesota for their thing? And how do you like balance those two things? And like when the two teams end up fitting together in the second round, like, you know, should we have viewed these two series a little differently? Like I'm kind of like, were the Lakers the second best team in the conference in the playoffs, not in the regular season? And should the Nuggets get more credit for this than whatever the hell Bradley Beal was doing for the Phoenix Suns? You know, like that's pretty interesting because I don't think the market reflects like credit for Denver and not credit for Minnesota. I think it's the exact opposite in terms of how it's priced right now.
I'll quote the great philosopher 21 Savage, how much credit you give. I give both of them a lot of credit. Minnesota didn't beat Phoenix. Minnesota, like, eviscerated.
Soul crushed.
Annihilated Phoenix. And then Denver beat the team that I think for the second straight year, honestly, and I said this last week and I believe it. I think the Lakers were the second best team in the NBA the last two seasons when they ran into the best team. Hour one done, hour two for you on the other side. We'll start the hour. More NBA betting talk with our good friend, Matt Moore.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.